right now, at this very moment, are you one of these two moms? Maybe give a little wave or just a head nod in agreement. Are you the mom that is planning to homeschool? Maybe this coming year, or maybe you're thinking about it in a few years when your kiddos get a little bit older. Or are you the mom that is already homeschooling and you're just doing what you think you should do? And you're questioning and you're doubting yourself, maybe daily, maybe weekly, monthly, or at least yearly, you're thinking to yourself, I'm not quite getting this right. So you probably nodded your head to one of those, and I am super excited to share a brand new resource that I have just for you. It's called Your Homeschool Blueprint, and it launches today. It's your step-by-step design that is super simplified to help you make all of the decisions when it comes to your homeschool. And there's probably a lot of decisions that you are thinking of right now. Currently, there is a sale that is going on with the launch of this new resource. And that sale is from today until this Friday, April 12th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you use the coupon code PLAN2024, so PLAN2024, you can save 25% when you head over to littlebylittlehomeschool.com/blueprint, or you can check out the link in the show notes. Let's now dig in to today's episode. Welcome to Little by Little Homeschool Podcast, where you'll learn tips and strategies that will empower you to home educate your children. I'm Lee Nguyen, a homeschool mom of over 12 years, which includes two graduates. When I started homeschooling, I was pretty much on my own and was desperate for encouragement and help. My mission is to be a source of encouragement and help to you. Whether you are just beginning your homeschool journey or you're deep into the homeschool lifestyle, Little by Little Homeschool wants to help you stay the course, because all the time you are investing into your children is completely worth it. If you're ready to take your homeschool to new levels, keep listening. Did I scare you a little bit with the title of this episode? I hope not too much. Don't be scared, okay? But my mission today in this episode is to have you critically analyze your homeschool. Step back and look objectively. There are a lot of emotions that us as moms attach to our homeschool, to our motherhood, to the way that we are a homemaker, and to just all of that. We attach our identity and so many emotions, and we can take it personally when we start to think about maybe some areas that we need to work on. So I'm going to encourage you to take that step back, pull the emotions out, just push them aside, and pretend that you are maybe a stranger who knows all of the intimate details of you and your family, though. But look at it objectively. Good changes can come to your homeschool and to any area of your life when it is looked at objectively and we pull out the emotions and everything that we have attached to it and that we don't want to let go of. The pride, I'll say as well. Pull out that pride and let's just be humble and figure out what are some good changes that you can make in your homeschool. So I'm going to tell you flat out that I am guilty of homeschooling wrong. Whenever I share these type of episodes, I'm over here nodding my head and I'm over here raising my hand and I am over here pointing to myself as well. I did things wrong. I copied school. I copied my one friend who homeschooled. Well, I tried to. If you listen to the episode, I talked about budgets and stuff. Her budget was different than mine, and so I couldn't fully copy, but I felt like I had to replicate it. And then I started to copy blogs as I found homeschool blogs, and I started to adopt everyone else's ideas of parenting and how they would function, their own family's culture. And I would just adopt all these things into my home. Now, not all of these were wrong. Not all of them were bad mistakes and they were something that negatively affected me or my children or my family. But I did it out of fear. I would see another homeschool mom doing a certain curriculum, possibly, or scheduling her days, ordering her days in a certain way. And out of fear, thinking that I was going to get it wrong or things were going to be bad in my homeschool, therefore, I had to adopt how she was doing it. I don't want you to homeschool out of fear. And that is the major point of today's episode. Homeschooling wrong is when we homeschool out of fear or in a defensive pattern, like I was just mentioning in my own story. Just out of a defense, I made decisions. Let's get to the offensive. Let's get to the point where you are making the right decisions for your family now in this season, in this homeschool year, in this maybe even season of year or season of life. I want you to get out of that state of fear of making decisions and the one where you also are just defensive about it and scared also of making the wrong move and therefore making changes of your curriculum or adding things and changing things and adopting different philosophies that don't quite jive with your family. So I'm going to lay this out in a way where I am going to give you the wrong part of homeschooling, the wrong thing that you're doing, and then I'm going to give you the right. And my goal here is to really get you thinking and to critically analyze, think about your homeschool, what you're doing. And you might say, okay, no, I'm actually doing it the right way. That is awesome. And I want to get to the point where you can say, yes, I'm doing it the right way in all these different areas. So I've got three main wrongs and rights. The first wrong is when you blindly choose curriculum. You decide you're going to homeschool and you just start looking online. There are a ton of resources. Maybe you head to a used curriculum sale, or you have a homeschool store near you, or you borrow some from friends, or you go to a convention and you just blindly choose curriculum. Like, yeah, this looks pretty good. This looks similar to what my kiddo would have done or had been doing in school. If you, in that case, in that scenario, you're pulling a kiddo from school and bringing them home, but just blindly choosing curriculum, choosing just what you think possibly will work or something that looks familiar and something that is maybe possibly also easy for you to figure out how to use, but just blindly choosing it, not having that foundation, not having really solid reasons and research and knowing what you actually should be looking for. So the opposite of the wrong way of just blindly choosing curriculum, the right is to acknowledge some things. The first thing is to acknowledge your family culture. Now that kind of sounds like, okay, what do you mean by that? What do you value? How does your family like to spend time? Do you enjoy going to orchestras and symphonies and you love music? Maybe your family loves poetry and you love great literature. Maybe your family loves sports. Maybe you love going outdoors and hiking and being out in nature. You could have a combination of those things. It doesn't mean that your family has to fit into any certain box. But take a look. How do you like to spend your time? Really acknowledge your family culture. We can get into a trap here when we try to pull in curriculum that doesn't fit the family culture. Also, evaluate what are your values? What do you value as a family? How you spend your time, or also what kind of relationships do you value, as well as what is your worldview? How do you view the world? My family has a Christian worldview. And therefore, we are going to filter things through that. It's kind of like you're wearing some glasses, and the glasses are Christian worldview color glasses, whatever color that is. And that is how we view the world, and that is how decisions are made when it comes to parenting, especially, and homeschooling, which is kind of all goes together right there. But also, the right way of choosing curriculum and not doing it blindly is to look at your vision for your family. And what are your goals? Overall, that's a great place to start, is overall with the homeschool years. And I have said this numerous times, and also thinking, who are the young adults that you want to put out into the world? Well, what's going to help facilitate that? What's going to get you to that point? It can include curriculum. It can also include experiences and time and the way that you parent your children. But when we have a vision and we have goals for our homeschool, we have something we're looking towards. We have something greater, bigger than what we are just doing in the day in and day out. Day in and day out can get very monotonous. There is the same messes and everything to clean up every single day. There are maybe diapers to change. There is children that need correction and reproof. There are bedtimes and bath times, and there's so much, right? And so you're thinking about all of that stuff right now, but what are you doing in the day in and day out to look towards a vision goal? If you don't have that vision goal, you're just going through the day. And I think I know that when you live in a way of having that bigger picture, that bigger idea, that broader vision and goals, it makes the day in and day out so much more worth it. It makes those moments when you have to decide if you are going to blow your top or you're just going to calmly walk away and take a couple of minutes to just breathe in and breathe out and then come back and approach the situation because you have a greater vision and a greater goal. So when it comes to choosing curriculum, instead of just picking what your friends have chosen or your sister-in-law has chosen or somebody in a Facebook group has suggested to you, and those can be all great suggestions. I'm not saying those are wrong, but don't do it just because somebody else said that maybe you should do it or that they are doing it. Choose your curriculum by acknowledging your family culture, your values, your worldview, and your vision and goals. The second thing that you are doing wrong is assuming that each child is the same and also that each child is just like all others. So what I mean is that they are the same. Looking at your kids in your family and assuming that they are going to learn the same. You know that every single one of your children, whether you have a couple of children or a couple of dozen children, you know that they are all different. But when it comes to homeschool, we tend to just slap the same label on all of them. They all are the same. They're all going to get the same math curriculum. They're all going to get the same language arts. They're all going to get the same of every single thing. We make the mistake when we look at them as learning the same. Even though we know that their personalities and their just different bents are different, we just assume that they need to homeschool the same. And we also then assume that they are just like all the other kids and we can just do the same thing. And this is what the school system does. In X grade, you get this certain history book and science book and math book and language arts book and whatever all the books are. And so every grade, everybody gets the same thing. So the right way of doing this is to discover your child's learning styles. And this can take time and it's not always cut and dry. At least I have found that in my family. Sometimes you will run it. There's been some great resources out there that talk about learning styles. And it can feel very much like they have to fit into one certain box. And that's okay if they don't. I'm kind of like that. I don't quite fit into one certain box. And so I think that you might resonate with that as well. But discovering their learning styles and how can they best absorb information. And we can do that just by observing them and maybe asking some questions, maybe having them narrate back a little bit after they read something or after they watch something or after they do something. And do you notice a difference in the retention and the understanding? Also, the right way of choosing your curriculum and choosing the direction of your homeschool is to consider their personalities. We already discussed. You know the different personalities of your kiddos, and it tends to emerge pretty early in life. And the fun thing is to watch that personality grow and to watch it then mature and to see how God works their personality. And it's just a cool thing of being a parent and watching this as getting a front seat. But considering their personality and then lean into their likes and dislikes. Now, that doesn't mean that they always get to do everything they like and never have to do something that they dislike. Because I think there's a lot of character building and some shaping of their heart that can come when they do things that they dislike. But understanding going into it that they dislike this. So how can we work through this with them in their dislikes? And then also the right way of doing this is to feed their desire to learn. Again, understanding them and giving them resources and opportunities to learn about the things that they want to learn. A child that loves learning will continue to learn. Also, discover their gifts, their talents, and their abilities. You as the mom are going to start to notice this way earlier than they will. They won't have the mature capacity, we'll say, to be able to understand this. But you'll start to see it when they're young, and it might not make quite sense to you. But as they get older, they get to those tween ages, they get to the teens, and then especially as a young adult, you're like, oh yes, I can definitely see your gifts, your talents, and abilities. And we get to show our kids these things. A lot of times, especially teens, will focus on their weaknesses, on the things that they aren't good at, instead of the things that they really are good at, and the things that, how God has wired them. And so we get to discover their gifts, their talents, and abilities, and we get to plug them into situations and to opportunities and with people and with curriculum and resources that are really going to help fuel those different gifts, talents, and abilities that they can go out into the world someday when they are older and be able to really take off with it. But that doesn't mean that they can't do those things when they are still in your home as well. It's just that the ultimate what's going to happen is them moving on. And how amazing would it be to launch out of homeschool knowing your gifts, talents, and abilities, and you don't have to spend time going and discovering yourself and finding yourself and figuring out what you like and what you're good at and what your natural bent is. No, mom already did that with you when you were at homeschool. Now we do grow and we mature and we change, and that continues throughout our entire lives, but we have that foundation that we have given them. All right. Are you loving this so far? Are you loving the talk about no longer blindly choosing your curriculum and no longer assuming that each child is the same and that they are like others and that they should be given the same exact resources? Are you loving this so far? I hope so. And I kind of think you are. And if you are, it's all in the Your Homeschool Blueprint, that new resource, the course that is out today. So be sure to head over to the link in the show notes to get in on that, especially with a promo code PLAN2024, so that you can save that 25%. All right, let's get into the last wrong and then right. The last wrong thing that you are doing with your homeschool is approaching your days without a realistic plan. How often does that happen? We have a whole long list. I mean, it can even happen when it comes to choosing curriculum, which you might be doing right about now, and hopefully not blindly. Hopefully I see you over in your homeschool blueprint so that we can get that figured out and you don't go and spend more than your budget allows and purchase things that you don't need and that you don't quite need yet. But we can get so enamored with all of this homeschool curriculum. It just looks like so much fun. I totally get it. I fall into this trap too. But we can purchase way too much that is unrealistic to actually even happen during the day and to even happen during the year. And so when we approach the day without a realistic plan, even beyond the choosing of the curriculum, when we look at the day and we plan just way too much, we can set ourselves up for failure when it comes to our motherhood, when it comes to our homemaking, when it comes to our homeschooling. So what is the right way then of creating a plan for the day? And that is to use your vision and your goals to guide your yearly planning when it comes to your homeschool. So go back and get that vision and that goals and plan out your entire year in a way of what curriculum is going to come alongside and help me facilitate and to reach those goals. Then you can break it down to the days. Now, I am not saying that on the first day of the homeschool year that you have to have every single day planned out. I actually say the opposite of that because I definitely do not do that because there are a lot of circumstances and a lot of things that are unforeseen that come up. But instead, let's look at the picture of the year and then reverse engineer and come up with what are the days going to look like and then plan accordingly. And then we need to know how to adjust. We have to continuously adjust. You might have a great week of homeschool planned. On Sunday, you get everything figured out. You take a look at everything. You're like, yeah, it's going to be a good week. I've got the week figured out. I know where we need to be when. Or maybe it's a quiet week and you're like, oh, we're going to be home mostly. And on Sunday night, you have a kiddo that wakes up sick, or Monday morning, they wake up sick, or just something comes up. Somebody gives you a call, they need help. And then we're like, oh no, we had this great week planned. This was going to be the week. We need to learn how to adjust as needed. So really using that balance of planning, but also knowing that the rug might be pulled out from underneath you, or maybe even just kind of adjusted a little bit underneath you. And then what do you do at that time when it's that when the rug is pulled out or that rug is just slightly adjusted underneath you? When you have that whole vision and those goals already figured out, you know that just a little hiccup isn't a big deal because you have the greater goals and you have that bigger thing that you're working for, that bigger idea of how you are pouring into your kids and what is coming alongside you to help you to do that. So we need to, instead of approaching the day with some very strict plan and having way too much to do than is actually possible, let's not do it that way. Let's actually approach the days with a realistic plan, because you've been at this motherhood thing for a while. You know that things don't always go according to plan, but we shouldn't not plan, because if you don't plan, so what is the saying? If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And I don't want you to fail. So there is a tension there. There is like a tightrope kind of walk between planning, but also adjusting and knowing that those plans aren't going to always come through, and it's okay at the end of the day when they don't. Again, if you are loving this information and you're like, I need to take this to the next level, I want to get my curriculum figured out, I want to figure out my vision and my goals, figure out my family culture, I want to know how to plan out my days, I want to figure out the learning styles and the homeschool styles, and there's a whole long list of really great stuff to dive into. I encourage you to go check out your homeschool blueprint over at littlebylittlehomeschool.com/blueprint. But remember, you can save 25% this week only during the launch of this resource. Save the 25% by using coupon code PLAN2024, and you have until this Friday at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this Friday is Friday, April 12th. So I hope to see you over there, as well as right back here on the podcast on Thursday. Thank you for listening, friend. I'd love to connect with you more. You can find social media links in the show notes and share this episode with a friend who could use a boost to her homeschool. See you back here real soon.